Welcome to another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
By July, summer is in full swing in Creed, Colorado. Make your plans to attend their Independence Day celebration, 2 days filled with fun activities, as well as the Colorado State Mining Championships. Day one, which is the 4th of July, features a taxing gamut of events designed to test both the physical and mental skills of the mining competitors. Day two, July 5th, is called the Days of 92 and features even more events. Now let's find out more about what's going on in Creed this coming Independence Day.
I'm Adam, and we are at the Creed and Mineral County Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center, meeting with Kathleen Murphy, the executive director here, and talking about Creed's Independence Day celebration and the noise in the background. Well, it's spring here, coming on summer in Creed. There's just people here. It's going to happen.
We've got folks coming into town.
And with good reason, too. There's a lot of information here. You are the visitor center for Creed and Mineral County.
Oh, this is the place to be. I have enjoyed being here this morning and watching so many dozens of people walking in and just having their questions answered. And you've got some great volunteers here that are telling the history of various parts of Creed and surrounding areas. And you've really got some knowledgeable, fantastic people here helping you out.
Thank you. I'm happy to have them as well.
I bet. So let's talk about Creed's Independence Day celebration. It's right around the corner. When did this actually start here?
Please don't say 1776.
Well, Creed was incorporated in 1892, so it couldn't have started before then.
Let's talk about some of the activities that are happening in time. We got live music planned?
There's live music at some of the restaurants in town during the day and in the evening. Creed hosts the state mining competition, so that'll happen on the 4th and the 5th. And we have a great parade that starts with an airplane flyover from the canyon.
Oh, how cool is that?
It's pretty rad.
And you've got street vendors as well?
Yes, the K-Bell parking lot is inundated with vendors. We call it carny food. Sometimes there's a vendor with turkey legs and funnel cakes and all things that really incorporate the 4th of July food-wise.
And you mentioned, too, the Colorado State Mining Championships on the 4th is day one.
It's a two-day event, also known as the Days of 92. And so there's a few different competitions that happen. There's hand mucking. So folks have a shovel and a pile of dirt. It's time to see who can get the bucket full of dirt, not necessarily the fastest, but who can fill the most dirt in the bucket in that allotted time, and it's a single event, so people take turns. There's also the single jack, where folks bring their own mini sledgehammer. I'm sure there's a technical name. Forgive me, miners, for not using the correct terminology for your tools. And a steel, and they'll chisel them themselves to make their own tips. And they are hammering that steel into a rock, and then it's I believe they have 5 minutes, and then the hole is measured, and whoever has the deepest hole after that 5 minute period is the winner. There's also the double jack that to me takes a lot of trust, because one person is holding the steel and the other person is hammering.
That would take quite a bit of trust. I don't think I want to participate in that one, but I like to watch it.
Yes, it's fun to watch. And then there's also, oh, is it the jack leg or the leg jack?
I saw jack leg drilling, hand stealing, hand mucking, spike driving, and machine mucking were the events that I saw on the list.
So instead of having the hammer and the steel, you have a machine that does that work for you. And so it's teams of two, and they have to pick up the machine, which I, from watching, I think is a little on the heavy side, and run up to the rock and put their holes in, and then run back, put the machine down, and then their partner picks up their machine, runs to the rock, and puts their holes in. You'll notice around town lots of these big rocks that have Days of 92 painted on them, and those are leftover rocks from past year's competitions. And when folks come to the visitor center, they'll notice that we have recently acquired a Days of 92 rock as well.
I understand they're actually competing for Best Overall Miner of the Year award.
Yep. Folks come from all over, not just Colorado. We get a lot of folks that come in and compete from Nevada as well. It's definitely worth checking out.
Okay, so some of the other events that are going on, of course, you've got the Shootout Rodeo. There's a special show on the 4th.
That is correct. Out at the Mineral County Fairgrounds. Starts, I believe, at 6:30 p.m.
And the Elks Lodge is having an annual dance?
Yes.
What's the weather like around Independence Day up here?
Well, you know, the saying is, if you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes. Some years it rains a little in the afternoon. Some years it doesn't. Some years it's really hot. Some years it's not so hot. So just like any other day, plan for a little bit of everything and you'll be good to go. Parking is scarce this day, though, so I would encourage folks to arrive early and secure their spot along the parade route. Main Street will be blocked off for the parade from about 2nd Street near the Kentucky Bell Market all the way up to about the city building is also blocked off for a pedestrian area that day. So there'll be lots of walking around and walking into shops.
But the beauty of Creed is that walking around is not a chore. Walking around, I mean, you want to walk around Creed. You really do. We did just recently, and there's just so much to see. And there's so many doors to go into, and behind every door is a brand new experience.
Yeah, and that's totally accurate. You know, the length of town is about a mile long, and it's 3 streets wide. So it's not a difficult town to navigate. We'll have visitors' guides with maps inside of them available at the visitor center if folks are a little turned around or need some more direction as to where to find a specific shop.
Okay, and then there's, of course, on the 4th, fireworks in the evening?
You know, that's all weather permitting. If it's raining, it's hard to set off fireworks. If for some reason all of a sudden it becomes a drought, you know, that's the goal, is to have fireworks, yes. So they shoot the fireworks from a park up in Creed America, up on that 2nd Mesa.
And you can see them from pretty much anywhere you are in Creed, I would imagine.
As long as you have a clear view of above you, you should be able to see the fireworks.
We were fortunate enough several years ago to attend the Creed fireworks show on July 4th as a family, and it was spectacular. Y'all know how to put on a show.
I have to give total credit to Jenna Ford. She is our pyrotechnician who is responsible for the show, and she learned a lot from Paul Stone. So I like to think of our fireworks as Jenna's little tribute to Paul Stone.
That's sweet.
Well, Independence Day kind of kicks off a very busy month here in Creed, doesn't it?
Oh man, July is jam-packed with various events. So shortly after the 4th of July, starting the 13th, we have a week-long Woodcarver's Rendezvous. It's open to the public, folks, and it also takes place at the Underground Mining Museum. It's free to walk through and check out the various wood carvings and such that folks have been working on. And there's also some classes that folks can enroll in and learn various wood carving techniques as well. We also have the famous Ladies' Aid Bazaar, which takes place the 17th and 18th of July. And definitely, if you're going to plan to do any rummaging at their sale, make sure that you arrive early, because there's a line that forms. Sometimes it's 6:30 in the morning. And this takes place at the old gym, and the proceeds go to the Ladies' Aid Society. And they've been serving the Creed community since 1892. They're a fantastic organization for folks, and you can find all sorts of things. Last year, we got a rock rake. Actually, we didn't get it. We tried to get it, but someone beat us to the punch.
Oh, no.
It happens. Some other events that are going on in July is the Creed Arts Council Sculpture Show. That is the 25th through the 28th of July, and that will be in Basham Park right here in the center of town. The Creed Historical Society will have their summer series program going on, so folks can check that out. Of course, we have the Creed Shootout, the bull riding series, every Wednesday in July. CRT will be opening their production of Pride and Prejudice during July as well.
Wow, it's amazing. July is certainly a full month up here in Creed. So many activities going on that no matter what weekend you come up, something's going to be happening for you to enjoy. Thanks, Kathleen.
To celebrate Independence Day, it's only fitting that Creed's largest festival of the year centers around preserving the history of mining. Like many Western mining towns, Creed has always had mining competitions. When the area's mines were operational, the events were sponsored by the different mining companies as morale boosters for the miners. But with the mines being mostly closed for more than 30 years, the need to preserve Creed's mining past is as important as ever. Creed is and always has been a close community whose residents pride themselves on the town's storied past.
For more than 40 years now, Creed has hosted a privately funded two-day competition that draws mining competitors from across the Southwest region. The competitors are actually miners who come to Creed for the July 4th celebration each year to battle for the highly coveted prize of Best Overall Miner of the Year.
The first day of the competition begins on July 4th, 2019, and is called the Colorado State Mining Championships. The day features a taxing gamut of events that test the skills of the miners both physically and mentally.
The second day of competition is the Days of 92. This competition has been a staple since the 1960s, but when the state mining championships came to Creed in the late 1970s, the two competitions were melded together into one.
The different events include jackleg drilling, hand stealing, hand mucking, spike driving, and machine mucking. These events are all designed to show spectators the daily life of a hard rock miner.
Spectators can enjoy the mining events every year in the Basham Park Arena in downtown Creed. The events are free to the public, and a permanent grandstand has been constructed for easy viewing. The events begin both mornings at 9 a.m. and usually last until mid-afternoon. The events break for lunch both days and for the July 4th parade that begins at 10 a.m. It is advised that you arrive early for the parade, as traditionally more than 10,000 people crowd the streets to get a glimpse of the unique floats.
For more information, you can call the Creed and Mineral County Visitor Center and Chamber of Commerce at 719-658-2374. That's 719-658-2374. Or visit their website, creed.com. That's creed.com. Email office@creed.com. That's office@creed.com. Located at 904 South Main Street, the Creed and Mineral County Visitor Center is your place for information on Creed and the surrounding area. Make your plans now to attend the Independence Day celebration and the Colorado State Mining Championships, July 4th and 5th in downtown Creed, Colorado.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events, more listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word, too, by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please, patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your friends, family, and neighbors. We all love this area and want to see it flourish. And you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley.